What's going on, y'all? This is the Claw Athletics Podcast, CAP. But this is no cap because every single episode is super focused, super dialed in on a single health topic. And everything in these episodes is based on research and 4 years of coaching actual human clients. And most importantly, every episode is so practical that you can take action on the topic today. For today's episode, we are diving into the topic of if it fits your macros, IIFYM. I'm sure you guys have heard of that phrase, that acronym. Some people know what macros are, some people don't. So today's episode, we're going to dive into what is if it fits your macros, what are macros, and if you choose to take this approach, how do you track your macros? What are the benefits of using this approach to dieting? IIFYM, that stands for if it fits your macros. And by macros, I mean macronutrients. So there are three primary macronutrients that divide up all of our food items, all of our meals, right? So we have our protein, we have our carbohydrates, and then we have our dietary fats. All of your calories from food are going to come from one of those three buckets, protein, carbohydrates, or fats. Now, you can also get calories from alcohol, but that is for a different podcast episode. Now, where did this entire philosophy of if it fits your macros originate? Once upon a time, especially for my younger listeners who don't know, you know, the fitness life back before there were influencers, before Instagram, before you could access research on the internet with one tap of a button. Back in the day, the way that you got your fitness advice was you would go to the biggest guy at your gym and you would just ask him, hey, what do you eat? Hey, what do you do for breakfast? Hey, what's your diet like? And that's how you used to learn stuff. And so once upon a time, and I say once upon a time, I was in high school. This is around like 2010, 2009, so on and so forth. But we used to believe all these different things like, hey, can you eat after 8 p.m.? Or if I fast, will that make me lose weight faster? Or if I eat potatoes, will that make me gain fat? We used to have all these different questions. You know, if I eat a salad, will this salad make me skinny? If I eat a donut, does that mean that today's workout was meaningless? These are questions that we used to ask. And so somebody at a certain point in time coined the phrase, if it fits your macros. What they realized was that when it comes to your fitness goals, you could be trying to lose weight. You could be trying to bulk up and get bigger. Whatever your fitness goal is, especially if it's an aesthetic-based goal, the primary factor is going to be your caloric intake. And then after your caloric intake, the second thing that's going to have the most impact on your goals is going to be your macronutrients. So how much protein am I getting per day? How much carbohydrates am I getting per day? How much dietary fats am I getting per day? So on and so forth. And so when we say the phrase, if it fits your macros, it's basically an answer to those dietary questions. You know, can I have this potato? You can, if it fits your macros for the day. Can I have this salad? You can, if it fits your macros for the day. Can I have this donut? You can, if it fits your macros for the day. And it also works the opposite way too, right? So can I have this big bowl of fruit? Well, if you've already exhausted all of your calories for the day, if you've already exhausted all of your macronutrients for the day, then you cannot. So it was simply just a way to take out all of the guesswork from nutrition and go with a more numeric approach to sit there and say, okay, how many calories do I need to hit per day? How much protein, how much fats, how much carbohydrates? And once I know those numbers, build my nutrition around that. So hope that makes sense to all you guys out there. That is if it fits your macros. Now, let's dive into what it was intending to do. What are kind of like the intentions behind if it fits your macros? And I'm going to start right now by saying, when we say if it fits your macros, that does not mean to eat Pop-Tarts all day, every day. That's not what we're saying. We're not saying to eat an all pizza diet. That's not this podcast, okay? It's the intention behind if it fits your macros. Number one, like I said, is to eliminate the guesswork from dieting. You know, I want clients to not have to sit there and guess, can I eat this? Can I not eat this? What happens if I do? No, just sit there and say, how many calories have I had today? And based on that, that impacts what I eat next, right? Number two, and this is kind of my favorite part of if it fits your macros, it creates a budget for your nutrition. The same way that I keep a financial budget, and I know that if I spend money on vacation in October, then I have to save more money in November, I approach nutrition the exact same way. So if I have a big brunch with my friends, then that means dinner needs to be lighter, right? Pretty simple. Number three, the intention is to get people focused on the most important variables. So as I said before, that is your caloric intake, that is your protein intake, your healthy fats, your carbohydrates, so on, so forth. And finally, perhaps the most important for the everyday person out there, it is meant to simplify the dieting process. Because let's be honest, not every single person out there can spend their entire day creating the most optimal meals, right? Not everybody's out there making the 12 ingredient smoothie with all the antioxidants and all the flax seeds and all that stuff. People have jobs, people have families, people have everyday life. And so it was meant to simplify the dieting process. Now, if you're listening right now and you're thinking, hey, I hate numbers, I hate statistics, I hate math, and I don't want to track my macronutrients, that's fine. I won't take it personal. But if you are somebody who is sitting there saying that, you know what, I want to try this, I want a more simple approach to nutrition, I want a more numeric approach, one with less guessing, then let's dive into how I want you to approach tracking your macronutrients, how to approach if it fits your macros. So step one is I want you to download an app. It's free. The app is called MyFitnessPal. MyFitnessPal is great because it makes all of this a very quick, easy, simple process. So anything that has a barcode on it, think about your boxes of cereal, think about your snacks at home, think about your peanut butter, anything at home with the barcode, you can scan that barcode and MyFitnessPal is going to have the nutrition label and it will track those numbers for you. Also, if you're eating out at a restaurant, say that you're at Chipotle or Chili's or Torchy's and you get whatever meal you get at the restaurant, MyFitnessPal has most restaurants in its database. MyFitnessPal has most restaurants in its database. And so people think of tracking macros as this long, tedious, slow process. But when you have either MyFitnessPal or a different app that has all of these nutrition labels stored in it, what I tell people is it takes me more time to track. What I tell people is that it takes me more time to scroll Instagram than it does to track my macronutrients. So that's step one, is download MyFitnessPal. And then step two is kind of optional, is for the most optimal results, yes, weighing your food is going to give you the most optimal results. And so if I'm at home and I'm making rice or pasta, I am going to typically weigh that food, again, for the best, most optimal results. But is it absolutely necessary? You can get away with not doing it depending on what your goal is. Now, if you're trying to be a bodybuilder and trying to get an eight pack and jump on stage, then I would say you should probably weigh all of your food. But if you're like me and like most of my clients and you're just looking to lose 5 pounds, 10 pounds, nothing drastic, then you can get away with not weighing every single gram of every meal that you eat. Now, how has If It Fits Your Macros impacted my life personally? So my story, I've been tracking macros for 8 years. I might have aged myself a little bit there, but I've been tracking macros for 8 years, basically my freshman year of college onward. So when I was a teenager in high school, again, back in the day, we believed all of these extremist things about nutrition. So I was eating chicken, broccoli, rice every single meal. So it was chicken, broccoli, rice, chicken, broccoli, rice. And I hated food, but my belief at the time was that I had to eat those three meal items in order to lose weight. When I got to college and I started researching caloric intake, protein intake, macronutrients, it was like a light bulb went off. And I realized that, hey, I can go out with my friends on a Thursday and get dinner and still be in line with my nutrition goals. You know, I can go on a date and have a piece of cake and then still come back and not feel guilty about my weight loss goals. So I've been doing it for about 8 years, I would say. Right now, my primary focus is I focus on caloric intake and protein intake. Now, MyFitnessPal still tracks my carbohydrates, my fats, my sodium, my sugar, all that stuff. But just on an everyday basis, I try and simplify and get things down to just two metrics, two variables. And for me, that is caloric intake and protein intake. The reason I do that is because in the end, if I keep my calories below a certain number and I keep my protein above a certain number, Realistically, I'm not going to be able to do that while eating junk food all day. So those two metrics alone force me to clean up my nutrition and my diet. And then finally, the majority of my clients have been following If It Fits Your Macros for the past 3 to 4 years. And so I do have some clients who we do not track macronutrients and we take a different approach to nutrition. But for most clients, we do If It Fits Your Macros. So finally, in conclusion, some takeaway points for you guys to go home with. So if you are struggling with dieting, with losing weight, or even with gaining weight, and maybe you're the person out there who, again, has been trying to eat perfectly clean, you know, 7 days a week, chicken, rice, broccoli, chicken, rice, broccoli, binge, chicken, rice, broccoli, chicken, rice, broccoli, binge. If that is you, I would say give tracking macros a try. I know on the outside, it seems really difficult. It seems tedious. It's like, oh, I don't want to do this. But I invite you to give it a try because it will make the dieting process more simple and it'll eliminate the guesswork behind dieting and it will eliminate a lot of the guilt behind dieting as well. So just give it a try. What I tell people and what I tell clients is at least try it for 1 month. If you track your foods for a month and you decide it's not for you, then hey, you tried. I can respect that, but give it a try. I do not think that you will regret it. When you hear IIFYM, if it fits your macros, all that sentence basically means is instead of guessing, can I eat this? Can I eat that? What happens if I eat this? What happens if I eat that? It is simply saying, hey, be aware of your caloric intake. Be aware of your protein intake, your carbs, your fats. Have some general awareness of your intake for the day. And if this food item fits within your macronutrient targets, then yes, you can eat it. And if it does not fit, then no, you cannot. For more health conversations, please consider subscribing to the podcast and follow me on Instagram at Coach Corey Lawson. But remember, it is not enough to just listen, nor is it enough to just scroll. You must take action because nothing works unless you do the work. Go execute. Till next time. Peace.